Everybody, welcome to week number 5 here on the Troy Trojans boys locker room chat with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. Coach, right now, 3-game winning streak for you. You beat Donovan West to start it, but bigger enough, the last 2 games you've played, we'll talk about them here. The one against ACCHS, you won by a score of 81-37, and then right after that, you took another big time win, 82-31 against McLouth yesterday. In those games, in both those games actually, you had 3 different top leading scorers, which is really the most impressive thing. Hunter Eggman had 16 points in that game against ACCHS. Well, Sawyer Ashburn finished with 11 points, Kasten Jasper with 10. But then you flip the switch, look at the McLouth top 3 scores. You got Ganimbo 22, Henry Geiger 21, and Jack Harbin with 11. What does it really take to have all of these guys on the court be able to dominate together and to be able to really just all be one cohesive kind of star of the show and to really just put this all together? And they've just been playing absolutely incredible basketball the last couple of weeks.
Well, we've been able to get out a lot of guys. We played with waves of 5 these last two games and trying to get everybody lots of playing time as well. We had some success with that. Nothing that we're probably really going to stick with, but it was good to get in 2 different groups playing together. We told them, you know, we're looking at guys that are going to play hard. Guys are going to share the basketball, to play as a team. You know, the least important stat for me is who scores. I don't care who scores. You know, we preach that. We try and preach unselfishness as much as possible. And it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun basketball. It's better basketball when guys are sharing it. And that's what they do. And you know, it's fun to win, right? But just no matter what the circumstance is, no matter who you're playing against, if you can share the rock a little bit, it makes you a really tough team to play against. And of course we kept guys a little fresher doing what we did. Probably get back to more of our more solid rotations coming up here with some pretty tough competition. But we wanted guys to give us, you know, show us what they can do. And we got that. We preached to the boys quite a bit about, you know, if you're a talented player and you're not working very hard, then that's not exactly what we want, right? Because we want anybody can work hard and make a play happen, and that's a contribution to the team. But no, they did exactly what we wanted them to do. They played team basketball, and you know, we pushed the tempo quite a bit the last couple of games, more than we have this year. Traditionally, we want to get out and run a little bit and get out in the open floor, and that's what we did. And it was fun.
When you talk about competition, would you say you're going to probably play one of your hardest opponents here up on the season this Friday? You're playing a Mar Hill Mount Academy team who has beaten Valley Falls. In fact, that was the last game they just won yesterday. They won 59-47. Valley Falls, the team that represents your lone loss of the season. So what's the strategy and plan going in here this Friday against a very good Ravens team?
We're going to, you know, we may have to play with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, right? We got to be the tougher team. Definitely have to be the aggressor, because, you know, if you're trying to compare wins and losses, yeah, we lost to Valley Falls and Mar Hill beat Valley Falls, right? So, you know, obviously we didn't like our effort so much down at Valley, but, you know, these are some of the top teams in the league, I believe, and this is definitely going to be a tough one. So we're going to have to be the aggressors. We can't, you know, we're going to have to be diving on every loose ball. We're going to have to be rebounding and actually boxing out. They've got some size and some big kids, and they're a good team, and they can shoot too. So they're a very good team overall, and we just got to come out and we got to be focused and follow our game plan as much as possible. And yeah, guys are going to have to make plays. You know, you can run offense and all of that, but when teams know what offense you're running and they've scouted you, it really comes down to who can make plays on the floor. You know, a shot goes up, and if it's missed, you better be getting after it and trying to get it down the floor, right? So it's definitely a big game. You try and treat every game just as important as all the others, but this one, you know, as far as league standings go, it's early, it feels like, but it could definitely have some, you know, some effect on league standings at the end. So definitely one we're looking forward two. I feel like the boys are really ready to get after it and hopefully put on a good show on Friday night.
Well, lastly, just a quick thought here about the Nemaha Central Tournament. The Thunder Classic starts up next week. Your team set, I believe, on next Tuesday, Jackson Heights. You know, what's kind of the expectations on, you know, how you're going to grow using this tournament and how it's going to work?
I mean, looking at potentially maybe playing Jackson Heights here. Yeah, I mean, they're an improved team. And then it doesn't matter whether a team wins or loses their first round game. It definitely doesn't get any easier because this tournament, which we knew was going to be loaded with talent, very good teams, as far as size goes, bigger schools than us, but we welcome, right? We welcome that opportunity, and it's a good measuring stick for us. Obviously, we have Mar Hill Friday night, and then we've got this upcoming tournament as well, and you need that. You need that throughout your season. You got to play some really good, tough teams to really see where you stack up, and we're really looking forward to it. It could be a good tournament, but whether a team wins the whole thing or ends up being last, all those games could very well be one or two possession games, and so we're really looking at how we play, how we battle, how we respond to adversity when it hits us, because it definitely will at a very good tournament like that. So I think again the boys are excited for the opportunity to step up and play some really good competition here in the future.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time as always. Again, Coach Jonathan Rodveld of the Troy Trojan Boys.
All right, thank you.
This locker room chat has been provided by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meat.